Welcome to Office Mechanics. Coming up on the show, we'll take a look at the new Office 2016 for Mac preview, which brings together all the most recent updates for Office on the Mac. And we'll demonstrate highlights of what's new with PowerPoint, Excel, Word, Outlook, and even the newest member of the Office for Mac family, OneNote. By Kaberi Chowdhury, and I know a lot of people have really been looking forward to updated experience with Office on the Mac. That's already out in preview now, but why don't you tell us what's new?
Well, we started incrementally improving on the Office for Mac 2011 experience last year by adding OneNote in March and Outlook in October, which was available exclusively for Office 365 users. And now recently, with Office 2016 for Mac preview, Outlook is available for everyone, and we've rounded out the suite with the addition of Word, Excel, and PowerPoint.
So what are the main differences I might experience versus Office for Mac 2011?
Well, let me show you, Jeremy. Right away, you can see that all the icons on the bottom here match what you would see on Windows or any other device, because we've aligned the look and feel. Let me launch PowerPoint, and you'll notice that the similarities continue. You can see all the file templates that help you get started easily. Office 2016 for Mac is much more cloud connected than Office for Mac has been in the past. You can have all your recently used documents in this view, regardless of which device you may have opened it on.
And that's regardless of whether it's on that local Mac hard drive or whether it's in the cloud.
Speaking of the cloud, you can open your documents from OneDrive, OneDrive for Business, and SharePoint as well.
These are really great changes that really accrue to all the different apps in the suite, but why don't we drill into PowerPoint in specific?
Yeah, PowerPoint is a great app for presenting your ideas. And we've added Presenter View, which is a great way for you to see the slide that you're currently presenting, which everyone can see. You can see the slides that are coming up, the notes for the slide that you're showing right now. And you can also track the timing of your presentation at the top left corner.
That's really great. I know you want to make a couple of changes to some of those animations there, and we have another great feature for that as well, right?
Yes, we do. I'm not happy with this one particular animation. And to do that, to change the animation, I'm going to pull up something called the animation pane. That's the new feature. I'm going to select this, add an animation. And what I'm also going to do, because I also need it to animate at the same time as everything else, I'm going to say with previous, adjust the timing, and let's take another look.
Right, so that's much better. Now you've got your thermometer animating at the same time as everything else, but I know we've done a lot of work as well to make the transitions similar to other PowerPoint clients.
Yes, and so I'm going to show you a few more transitions. And you're right, these are very similar to what you'd see on Windows and other endpoints.
So these are really great changes for PowerPoint, but why don't you show us what's new with Excel?
We've made a lot of great under-the-hood improvements for Excel, and many of these are focused on power users. In Excel right here, I have a bunch of expenses in different categories from the month of January to the month of December. I may be interested in trying to figure out which month of the 12 I spent the most amount of money in. So what I'm going to do here is take a simple formula, the total for the month of January divided by the total amount of money spent. I'm just going to put the dollar signs in here. And then pull this out for all the months. And as you can see, because the entire table is in dollar signs, it's going to assume that this is also currency. I'm just going to use a quick keyboard shortcut, Shift-Control-5, and change that all into percentages. And so it's really easy for me to see that in July, because I spent so much money on travel, 12% of my yearly budget was spent in July.
Another great thing, I think, for power users is the ability to use the Analysis Toolpack add-in. That was also added, right?
For advanced statistical analysis, you can easily use the Analysis Toolpack. And the other great thing is oftentimes when you want to calculate something, you know what formula you want, but you don't remember the Excel syntax. So we've added in the formula builder, which is a pane to the right. You can see here that I have my most recently used formulas. And if I don't remember exactly what they are, I want to be sure. It's right here below. I have the syntax and the definition. So what I want to do is calculate the average expense, the average amount of money that I've been spending across different categories. And I can do that easily by double-clicking average.
I can see tweak there, I think, that you want to go to 031, or 030, sorry.
Exactly, because it's taking over, it's also including the total, and I don't want that. So I'm going to fix that. And right there, I can see that I've spent about, on average, $6,500 every through all the categories.
These are really great changes in terms of power users for Excel, but we've also added PDF printing as well, right?
That's right. Now you can print the Excel to PDF right here, and you can send that off.
This is great for Excel users. Now, I know beyond this, we've done a lot with Word, so why don't you show us what's new in Word?
We've improved Word in a lot of ways, bearing in mind that the collaboration that people tend to do in Word. Here I have a document on organic chemistry, and as I scroll down, you'll see that there are a lot of comments and edits that have been made. Particularly here, you can see that Alex left me a comment, and I responded. And the threaded commenting feature is also something you'll see in PowerPoint. It's a great way of many people collaborating, and the threaded comments tell you who said what to who, so it's easy to follow along. Also here, I can see that Aaron has left me a comment. He wants me to change the chemistry fundamentals formatting, and I can do that using a new feature called Style Pane. Style Pane here has all of the different ways that I can apply a style to text, and I'm going to do what he told me and change this to a main heading. I'm going to select it to heading one. You see the change right away.
And you can also customize what's in those styles as well.
Yes, you can change the fonts, the colors, and the sizes. The ones that I have here pertain to the introduction to carbon bonding document that I have.
So beyond all this, I know that now that we're cloud connected, you might want to share this file out with all of your fellow chemistry students. Why don't you show us what's new there?
Exactly. So what I'm going to do here before I do that is remove the markup. So I say no markup. I just want to make sure that the document looks exactly the way I want. I think this is ready to send. And I can send the document from right within the app. You can see below here all the people that I've shared the document with already because I'm cloud connected. I'm going to send this document to my teammate, Robin. And I'm also going to assign edit rights right from within the Word experience. I'm going to send that off, and it's going to trigger an email in Outlook, and she's going to receive it.
And that's really great because it's going to set permissions to where Robin can see it, edit the document, and she's going to receive an email. And speaking of email, why don't we show what's new in the Outlook 2016 for Mac client?
The first thing you'll notice with Outlook is that it's much more quick and responsive than it has been before because we made a ton of changes to the performance and reliability piece of the experience. And this includes improved search and also Office 365 push email support for real-time email delivery.
Which is great because you won't have to hit send receive as often now using Outlook for the Mac.
That's right. The other thing that we've done is design all of the features bearing in mind the fact that people really like to live in Outlook. One of the features that you'll notice right away is Conversation View. In Conversation View, under a particular email subject, you'll see all of the emails in chronological order. And the other thing that I particularly like is the Message Preview. So in Message Preview, even without having to actually pull up the email, there's a little preview within the inbox pane, which has the first few sentences. And knowing what that is gives you the ability to triage right from your inbox. I'm going to delete this because I don't think I need that email.
That's going to save a lot of people time. But I think what's really great here is we can see better integration with Office 365. We can also see a very familiar look and feel across all of these apps compared to the other endpoints that we're used to.
Yeah, and particularly one of the features that I like that aligns to Outlook on Windows is the easy navigation on the bottom between Mail, Calendar, People, Tasks, and Notes. I'm going to click on Calendar, and as you can see, this is a pretty well-organized calendar. Everything is color-coded and categorized, and now these render on the Mac as well, and they sync with Office 365 with Category Sync across your different devices.
Okay, so these are really great changes for Outlook. I know we wanted to talk about the newest member of the Office for Mac family, OneNote.
Yes, we launched OneNote for Mac in March last year. It's a great note-taking experience. I have a notebook here from my carbon bonding class, and I have my class notes, I have sections across the top and different pages to my right, and I also have not just text notes, but I also have images. Here's an image of a chemical equation that my class teacher drew on the board. And I also have a tab here where I have my to-do list with all my project mates. With the to-do feature right here on the top, I have the ability to check off things as I get them done. I also have the ability to categorize something as important with a star and also with a question mark if that's something I need to attend to later.
This is a really great story from a note-taking perspective, because regardless of where you took those notes, whether it's on your phone, whether it's on a different PC or another Mac, those will all show up here just like all the other cloud-connected documents that we have.
Absolutely. It roams across across all of your devices. And what I like particularly about OneNote is the search capability, especially when you have a notebook with a ton of different notes. You might want to find something from many months ago. Search will reveal not just text, but it'll also reveal text in the form of handwritten notes and also text that might be part of images using optical character recognition.
Great. So thanks. This is a great preview of all the different Office 2016 for Mac preview apps. But where can I get started? How can I start using this today?
Yeah, anyone can get the preview and run the apps alongside your existing Office for Mac installation. Just go to the link at the bottom of the screen and download the preview apps. And remember that the Office 2016 for Mac suite will be officially available this summer.
And of course, to stay up to date with all the news on Office for Mac and everything else Office, go to the Office blogs every day and visit Office Mechanics on Wednesdays and as news breaks. Thank you all for watching, and goodbye for now.